الخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes, and for the next few minutes we're going to be talking about Ramadan and reminding ourselves about the importance and the beauties and the blessings of this month, this beautiful Shahr Ramadan. We know that the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. The Quran is actually recitation, that which is recited. The first word to come was Iqra. Iqra means to recite. And each and every one of us has the responsibility to recite the Quran as much as we can, especially in this month of Ramadan. We hold in our hands the Mus'haf. The Mus'haf, this is from the word Suhuf, and it means scripture. When we write the Quran, and we put it in a page like this, we have so many lovely colors and styles, calligraphy. So that's why we encourage all the Muslims, don't just leave the Quran in a nice place, a clean place. That's good. But recite. Recite as much as you can. Memorize as much as you can. And maybe someday you'll even memorize the whole Quran. Islam is the only religion that is encouraging every single person to learn, memorize, and recite the holy scriptures that represent the religion itself. I recall that when I first looked into the Quran, I was amazed because when I saw the Arabic, I didn't know what it was. Actually, I opened the book this way and I said, what happened? Why am I at the back of the book? This is a strange book. Then I saw the book numbers. I said, oh. So in Arabic, you open the book this way. And now you begin to read. And also in Arabic, instead of the words beginning on the left side of the page and going to the right, they start on the right side and they go to the left. But even then, after I learned those two things, I still was amazed. How could anybody read this? It just looks like drawings. In fact, I could turn it upside down. It's the same. Until one day, after being a Muslim for a long time, it came in my mind, you know, I need to be able to read the Arabic to know what's the Quran. So I won't wait one more day. I'll begin to learn. And I had a very good teacher. A teacher, by the way, from Egypt. And he taught us how to see these letters, one by one. Then, how they connect to each other. Then, how to pronounce them. Slowly, step by step by step, we were able to read, understand, and memorize the Holy Quran so we could recite it. We put up a website for that so that you can do the same thing. We call it Arabic in English. ArabicInEnglish.com so that you can learn to recite the Quran, memorize the Quran, and pronounce the Quran. I think you'll enjoy that. I know I do. So beautiful. So imagine that you can recite exactly the way that so many people have for the last 1,400 years. This beautiful recitation, the Holy Quran, in the month of Ramadan. We know also that when a person recites the Quran, that the angels are right there with you. Isn't that amazing? And think about this. You're making a connection between yourself and the one who sent it down. Because it is the speech, the recitation of Allah. We've run out of time for this episode. But until next time, visit our website, RamadanReminders.com. peace. Assalamu alaikum.
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان.